we always called it the Beaver, and the Cimarron, and Bluff Creek. Bluff Creek's up there. That's where the horses used to range a lot because it's good water there. And after the Herring drilled the West Windmill, why, they stayed out in that country quite a bit too. But you could, whenever you went out to hunt horses, you knew pretty well where to go look where the water was. If you knew where the water holes were, well, you knew just about where the horses would be because they didn't get too far from it. But that's about the only little fish creek up here. It's just a little short creek.
Any fish there?
Yes, it is just alive with little
is
perch.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. That's the reason they call it Fish Creek.
Huh.
It was just alive with them. But you see so many places that's called in the movies Dead Man's Gulch and things like that, why there wasn't such thing. And they didn't get names for places like that out here.
What did you call a dry creek then? Anything special?
Well, no, just dry.
Gully
just
or
dry, no.
Draw?
Well, draws. As a general thing, any creek, a draw, what we call draws, was just it's grassy all over. But now a creek like Dry Buffalo, it's dry most of the time. It just unless it's come the rain and it comes scooting down, why, it's just it's dry all the time. Well, that's a dry creek. But the draws are usually just a grassy swale in the ground, or a gully is a place where it's washed real deep and no grass grows in it.
Was arroyo a common term here?
No, not here. Now that applies in New Mexico. Everything's an arroyo there.
Is that out there around the mountains or just?
No, well, yes, kind of in the foothills. The folks went from here out there. Dad thought he could find cow country out there, and did. It wasn't near as thick a settled as this, but everything is arroyos there. Dry creek bed, well, that's what they call them there.
Have you been up in the mountains?
Oh, yes.
Do you like mountainous country?
Oh, yes, I love it. But I don't feel well in the high altitudes, and I can't stay there. If it wasn't for that, I'd be out there. Because I really like high country.
And let's see, now to shift to the present day for a little bit. What would you call a road with a hard surface, one that's black?
Well, black top, they call it out here most of the time. You mean one that's been hard surfaced, or that's what they call it here, black top.
How about these ones that are hard surfaced but aren't black?
Well, most of that, I think, that they call that these little rocks on it. What do they call that?
Well, I was thinking more of without the rocks. This is poured and forms and allowed to set.
Oh, that's asphalt. Is that
white or black?
I don't know. My road building experience is not very much.
Well, what did you call the road that led from, well, I don't know, I imagine this was the main road, from your house down to the road?
It was just the road, you just call it, and it was just two little places in the road, too, mostly.
One in the middle for the horse?
Yes, yes.
And that's strange on television, you see these horses going down
yes,
the road. And
yes.
No
well,
place for
now we followed. There was very few trails when we first came down here until the country settled up. The only wagon trail there was from here to Ashland, and one to Woodward, and it was mighty dim half the time. The grass was going in there. They would be the